Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another, the first broadcast of the year for 2021. I'm Ray DeVite. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. And today, I believe I have Reverend Robin White with me. Amen. So, hey, Reverend Robin, how are you?
Hey, Happy New Year, Reverend Ray. We are into 2021. We have that great expectations from God. And we are just blessed to have crossed over and bless God for all of his marvelous works that he will continue to do. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. So, yes, we're into 2021. 2020 has passed. We've made it over. Okay, it's a brand new year and everything like that. So there's all kinds of things that are fresh and new about the year already. Our first day in 2021. But we're going to continue to stay focused and continue to believe God and trust God. We're going to talk about a lot of different things today, I believe, and everything. And we're going to talk about what's going on now. And I definitely want to get a word the Lord has given me. I'm sure Reverend Robin has something to share with you and everything. So we're going to do that for about the next hour. Okay. But real quick, I do want to know if this is a brand new year, 2021. I do want to remind you of the history behind the great spirit with Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall. All these broadcasts will be new this week, right? Reverend Pat Randall this Thursday at 12 noon, this coming Thursday at 12 noon. Of course, I do Friday Night Joy with Reverend Randall every Friday at 7 p.m. I missed last Friday, man, but that's okay. We're going to get started on the right track with this Friday coming up. Bread of Life, of course, is only on the first and the third Sunday of the month, okay? So it's twice a month, okay? Child to Change, Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Monthly broadcast is as follows: Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, every first Monday. So stay tuned. She has a broadcast coming up on Monday, this tomorrow, on Monday, amen, at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Nevita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Thursday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover with the Body of One with Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Talk, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Elson Green, Cleopas Malone, and Tyrone Rose. And Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday. So the men's broadcast will be back next Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Don't forget our weekly prayer call, Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. This is a free conference call number. Amen. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Please, this year, be sure to check out WithChristianSpeak.com. There's a lot of information on there about the company, about what it is that we do, our purpose, and our vision. Amen. So check this out. You can also look for us on Facebook. We have several Facebook pages. You'd love to have to be a part of the ministry. Okay. If you have a desire to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do that. And we are listed as a 501c3 company. So by all means, you can do all of the above, okay? With all that being said, I want to thank you for those that are listening to a brand new year, 2021. You know, look what God has done. You know, look how far he has brought many of us, okay? And So let's just go ahead, open up in prayer, and we can go ahead and get started. Father God, we come today, praise to give you thanks. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy that you have. Thank you that you have did for us, Lord Jesus, and how you have kept us, God, and how you have brought us over, Lord Jesus. In some situations, there are people that have been healed and people that have been delivered and people that have things restored back in God. But we know also, God, that because of the things that took place in last year, there are many that are no longer with them. There are many that has passed over this year, God. So we continue to pray for their families and their loved ones and those that they're connected, God. We pray that you will send ministering angels, Lord Jesus, to minister to them, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, even them, those families that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that there will be someone there to minister to them about the love of you, God. We pray today, God, for continued healing of the nation, continued healing of the land. God, we pray for the repenting spirit that will take place within the body of Christ, that we will return back back to our first love, which is you, Jesus. So we pray today, God, that a greater awakening and a greater healing take place, God. We don't know what 21 is going to bring, God, but we know in whom we believe. We know in whom we trust. We know you are well able to keep those things that we have submitted into your hands. So, Lord Jesus, we pray today that we, the people of God, those that are called by your name, God, would humbly submit ourselves into your ways, and God, and invite you to have your way, Lord Jesus. Stand aside and let you do what you know what to do best, Lord Jesus. And we pray, God, that we may continue to be the mouthpiece, the voice piece, peace, God, to speak liberty and free into a world that have lost their way, to tell them about Jesus Christ and how much he loved them so much that he was willing to die on the cross. We pray today, God, for salvation of the many, Lord Jesus. We know that everybody won't get it. Some will turn the other way, God. But for those that you have ordained for such a time as this, God, place us in right position, Lord Jesus, to speak life and not death, God, to speak repentance, God, to speak love, Lord Jesus, that you had for us that when you died on the cross. We're praying today, God, that you, Lord Jesus, will come in like a mighty rushing of the wind this year, God, to the church setting, and to the Zoom calls, Lord Jesus, and to the homes, Lord Jesus, and begin, Lord Jesus, awaken up or shaking up, Lord Jesus, that those that are again that are called by your name might seek after the things of you. Help us, Lord Jesus, in our unbelief, God. Forgive us of our trespasses, the things that we have did, Lord Jesus, that was unlike you. But God, allow us to be established in the promises of the yea and amen of you. We need you, Jesus. We can't do this by ourselves. Every single time that we try, we fail. We need you, Lord Jesus, in the midnight hours, in the morning days, God. We need you, Lord Jesus, when everything else seems to fail. We need you, God. We need to put our hope in you, Lord Jesus, that it's the solid rock, God, and believe in to trust you that you got this, that you got us, Lord Jesus, no matter what the enemy says and no matter what the enemy does, when the enemy even may come up against us like a flood, that you are right there, Holy Spirit. So, God, today we submit ourselves unto you and say, come and break up our fallow ground. Cause us, God, to worship you and to serve you this year, Lord. Cause us, God, to seek after the things of you. Cause us, God, to have a desire for you like never before, God. Cause us to understand the need that we have in you. We need you, Jesus. And we pray, Abba Father, to you today, God, that you will have your way all across the world, not just in the United States, but all across the world, Lord Jesus. Even though the enemy is raging, even though there's the virus, coronavirus, and even though there might be trials and tribulations, even though there might be storms and more storms and global warming and all that, but we are calling to you, Lord Jesus. We're going to rely on you because we know from whence our help comes from. Come, Holy Spirit, with all your might and your glory. You set the atmosphere. You be what is needed, Lord Jesus. Allow us to be the vessels, to be used by you, that we will lift up our voice like a trumpet and cry aloud, God, and tell the people of the awesomeness of you, God. Tell them about the awesomeness of you, Lord Jesus, that how you loved us just that much, Lord Jesus, that because you are still God, that you are still on the throne. So we pray this prayer today, God, for those that are listening, those that will share, wherever they might be, that you may go into their private corner, God, and begin to show them the mysteries and allegories of you, that you may give them, God, the purpose and the plans that you have for their life, whoever they may be, no matter whether they're young or they're old, God, that you might begin to do something fresh and new, Lord Jesus, even in the midst of craziness, God. We trust you, we believe you, and we will stand on the promises of you. We will stand on the promises of yea and amen. We will stand on the promises of the covenant that you cut with us, Jesus, when you died on the cross for us, that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. This we do pray in Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen, and amen, amen. Amen. So again, I want to thank you for those listening in. Amen. The bread of life. Amen. I want to thank you again, Reverend Robert, for joining me. You know, I had a couple of things. I sent Reverend Robert a text, I think it was earlier, maybe Friday or something like that. And I was really thinking about what to talk about for today, being this is the first broadcast of the year. Yeah, I had to think about the year, the first broadcast of the year for us for Winter Christmas Week. And this is some of the things that God, and I couldn't get it all in the title, so y'all have to just bear with me. So I'm just going to do some reading, and then we're going to look at some scriptures. We're going to talk about these things, okay? It says, one of the things that I put down, you know, it's a desire to seek wisdom to know and to understand the need, okay? And on Facebook, I put something entirely different. I put a desire to seek after Christ and the knowledge. Let me go that, because I didn't... And then send it to my phone. But this is something that I believe that is necessary for 2021. Amen. I mean, we don't know what's going to take place, but I know that God wants his people to be prepared for whatever to come. Come what may, as the song says. Come what may. That he wants his people to be prepared. Amen. So let me see if I can go there. This is what I wrote. A desire to seek after Christ. And the knowledge to understand that we need Christ, a victorious outcome because of Christ in 2021. Okay? A desire to seek, okay? All right? Wisdom to know and understand the need, and, all right? And understand that we need Christ in 2021. We need Christ in 2021. But first, there has to be a desire, okay? It has to be for us. I'm talking to the believers. We have to desire. And I believe it too, but there has to be a desire for us to seek after him like never ever before. Why? Because if we get caught up in what's going on all around the world, we can get totally messed up with everything that's happening and this going on in the government and this going on in the world and the war is there. I mean, you know. But we have to continue to stay focused on the things of God and seek after him. We have to seek after him now, after him. And that's what my desire is for 2021. Desire to seek after him, a wisdom to know him and understand the need, okay, for a victorious outcome in Christ, okay? For a victorious outcome. And when I talk about victorious outcome, it's not, a lot of times people think it wasn't mean money or wealth. No, a victorious outcome deals more or less with our relationship with Christ, okay? Deals more with our relationship with Christ and stuff to the point that when he speaks, we hear his voice and we're willing to obey. If it means going into a crowded room and speaking the gospel, it means walking up to a complete stranger, you know, and speaking and sharing the gospel. If it means going to places that we normally have not been before, because we don't like going to those places, or going, if it means going into the hospital rooms, you know, and everybody in there has the virus and stuff like that. If it means some of those things, and I'm talking out of obedience, because you definitely want to make sure that you hear from God in all situations and that you're listening to his word, okay? And I believe that when we have that kind of desire, Reverend Robin, that when we have that kind of desire for God, you know, things will begin to take place. And we are so focused that no matter what, there's a scripture, and I didn't write it down, that talk about, Reverend, you may be able to remember that, that way, as the deer panted for the water brook, my soul panted for you. You know, there's a panting that should take place in 2021 for the things of Christ. There's a desire that should take place when it comes to the things of Christ. Let me go to my notes real quick. Amen. All right. Okay.
Yes, that's in Psalms 38.
Oh, Psalms 38, okay.
Okay, as okay. The heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When should I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin, for that. And think about that, you said Psalm 30. Think about that, what was said in that. That even though in the midst of tears, you know, 2020 was definitely a midst of tears. And so nothing was, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through in life, seek God, desire him. God, I just want to be around you. God, I want to hear your voice. Don't take your presence away from me. You know, even if we fall down, we have the ability to get back up again because of his grace. God, I'm seeking after you, not because I sinned, or not because I messed up, or not because I did something and went in the opposite direction, but I want to seek you also because I love you. You know, I want to, as a heart panted, I want to pant. You know, there was a while back, and we're going to definitely move on right around in a minute, but there was a while back I was listening to, this was years ago, a preacher talking about that particular spirit. And she said that if you can imagine someone or an idea panted and everything, you're talking about this, a breathing thing, that it's like a, that's when you, and that's the kind of desire. Yeah. That's the kind of desire that we should have for God, that we just panted for him. We just desire him so much no matter what and everything like that. We will climb over mountains if it means to be in a place, in a park, and of course we don't have to climb mountains to be with God. But the point is that we would do whatever it takes to be in the presence of him. We do whatever it takes to hear his voice or to feel his spirit or to feel him leading and guiding us and everything. That's why there's a panting, there's a desire that needs to take place, okay? There's a panting, there's a desire that needs to take place, okay? Amen. I want to read, this is coming out of Psalm 27, verses 4 and 5. It says, and this is David is saying, he said, one thing I have desired of the Lord. He said, David got it. David, figure it out. He said, one thing. Could have missed another thing, but David said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after. See what I'm saying? David knew that he had the heavenly desire, but not doing anything with desire doesn't work with Christ and stuff like that. But the one thing that I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. David, that's it. That I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And somebody might be saying, well, the churches are closed or whatever. Listen, the house of the Lord is your tabernacle. It's the relationship between you and God, you know. It's him breaking bread with you, and you sit there eating at his table. You know, one thing that I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, he's making a determination. He's making not an appeal, but he's making a claim that I will seek after. He said, will I? There's no doubt about it. There's no confusion about it. He said, but will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to be in his present desire, and then here's the word seek, desiring and seeking, you know, desiring and seek after him. Verse 5 said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He said, in the time of trouble, he said, hide me. Why is that possible for him to hide me? Because I'm seeking after him. I'm desiring him. I'm pleasing to him. I'm a sweet aroma to him and stuff like that. My praise, my worship, my language, the way that I live, all the things are sweet to him. He said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In other words, he said, hide me in his place. He said, hide me in and it's something that he has created. So that means that when the enemy, like I prayed in the prayer, that when the enemy does come against me like a flood, that God will raise up a standard because I'm seeking him. I desire the things of him. He said, let me read this again, verse 5. It says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me, bless me, upon a rock. He shall set me upon a rock. Who's that rock? Who's the rock that's hiding? Who's the one but Jesus, y'all? Glory, we have an opportunity in 2021. We can't do nothing about 2020. That 2020 has gone. We can't go back one day, one moment, one hour, 2 days, 3 days ago. We can't go back. But we can continue to press on. We continue to have a desire and to seek out the names of Christ. He said, verse 5 again, for in the time of trouble, he said, hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, said he hide me. He says, set me upon the rock. The word thing, like about that scripture also, is the word hide. He said the word hide twice. You know, we are his peculiar treasure. You know, we are hidden in the promises of Jesus Christ. Because of that, the enemy can only do what God allows. He really don't have any power or authority and stuff like that. You know, the power and authority was taken from him on the at the cross. But yet still, and I'm talking about myself, yet still, we sometimes feel like we're overwhelmed by stuff. But that's not God. God does not want us to feel overwhelmed by anything. He wants us to continue to desire and to seek him. He wants us to continue to desire and to seek him. Robin, you got anything there? Yeah, you good? What's going on?
Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. That's awesome word. Bless
Amen.
God.
Amen. And when I was looking at Psalms 27 and verse 4 and 5 and everything like that, I was reading the scripture, and it's coming out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, and it says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So basically what he's saying is going back to Psalm, saying, the seek and desire the things of God. You know, I always use the analogy and stuff that Christ is just like right there with open arms, just waiting, you know, and stuff like that. He's knocking at our doors and stuff like that. You know, he's asking you to come in and to sit with him and learn the mysteries and the allegories of him and stuff like that. You know, I believe that that's what's going to take place in 2021. Now, there are some major things going to take place. This pandemic. Pandemic is still here, okay? It's still here, even though we're way behind and stuff like that. But even, and so there's a possibility, not possibility, we'll probably lose even more people, not just in the United States, but all across the world and stuff like that, you know? But the question becomes, even for us, is that as we seek God, what is God saying for us to tell those that are hurting, or to tell those that have lost loved ones, or to tell those that have lost their job, or to tell those that don't know what else to do next, that didn't recover, but their whole life would change, would never be the same. There will always be some kind of outcome because of what's taking place. What is the word for the people? You know, what is the word for not only the body of Christ, but for the world, for those kings and those queens and those elected officials that some of us will have to stand in front of and give an account, you know, and discuss and declare the works of God. What is the word that God would give us at that time? He said, Jesus said in part of the scripture, said, don't have to worry about saying anything, that the Holy Spirit would give you the word to say. But are we in position to be able to speak those things to the leaders and to the presidents and to the kings and the people that's in leadership and stuff like that, are we in position to declare the things of God? You know, have we been seeking God, you know, in truth and in spirit and in truth? Have we been honest? Do we have that desire in us, stuff like that? Like I said before, it's a deer panting. Are we, like, have a pant for the things of God? Do we just want to be obedient? Lord, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to say, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. No matter who goes with me, God, I'll go in everything. Send me, you know. In me, I'm willing. You know, are we thinking like that in the times that we live in? And this is not just something for the lay, but this is also included for the clergy. Are we caught up in the things of this world, in all the things of this world, but not caught up in speaking of the gospel of truth of Jesus Christ? Where are we? He told Adam, and he knew where Adam was. He asked Adam a question: Adam, where are you? He knew where Adam was at, and everything. But he wanted Adam to recognize where he was located, where Adam was located at. So the question for us is that, where are we? Ray, where are you? Okay? Are you going forth in the calling that's on your life? Are you being obedient to the things and the instructions that God has given you? You know, yeah, that you might have stumbled and you might have failed and everything. You know, but even then, if we fall down, y'all, we are not destroyed. You know, even though we may be persecuted, it's not over for us because of the grace and the loving of the kindness of Jesus Christ that's willing to take us from where we are and lift us up again, brush us off, put a ring on the finger, and put a robe upon it, and put a crown upon our heads, and call us joint heirs. That's what he do. That's what he does. But with our responsibility, there has to come a seeking, you know. There has to come a desire, you know, that passes all the understanding of normalcy. And that ourselves, we can't do it. You know, and Reverend Robin, during those watch hours and stuff like that, the flesh does not want to get up at 3 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning for one of the watches. And everything. It don't want to get up. It wants to turn over and go back to sleep. But are you willing at this point to have that kind of desire? Like, okay, God, I'm getting up, and I'm not only going to get up, but I'm also going to stand up so I won't sit there and go back to sleep. Are you willing in 2021 to do those things? You know, people always make New Year's affirmation, a New Year's declaration that they're going to do this and they're going to do that. You know, what are we saying to God? Are we making promises to him that we won't come anywhere close to keeping? You know, I think the first thing that we need to do is that, God, let me seek you more. Let me desire you more. You know, in Psalms 30, did I read this already? I think I did. I'm going to read it again. In Psalms 37, 4 and 5, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord. He should give you the desires of the heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Delight. There's another word, key word that's coming out. So far you got desire, seek, and delight. Delight. I mean, in other words, everything I do for Christ, everything we do for Christ, we should be happy about it. There should be a zeal about it. I'm doing this for Christ and stuff, and he gets all the glory. You know what I mean? It should be like that. I don't want no accolades. Nobody got to give me no accolades. Nobody got to tell me how good I preach. You got to keep all that to yourself and give it to God. You know, that kind of place. God, you get all the glory. All the glory belongs to you. You know, all the glory. I think that's a song called All the Glory Belongs to You. I'm not going to sing. But all the glory belongs to you, God. All of it, you know, even you know, you hear me say before that, I mean, for many of us and stuff, we're going to go through some things this year. You know, it's going to be something that it's going to be all hunky-dory and peachy keen, because in many of our cases, it is not. It's not realistic. Some of us going to lose some loved ones. Some of us going to go through some major things that is going to knock us on our feet. But the thing that we need to make sure as believers, and again, I'm paraphrasing to the believer, is that we need to make sure our anchor is sure in him. You know, not on what comes or what may come or what is maybe some of you might have a complete Job experience where you lose everything. But Job continue to seek it. He said he can't curse God and die. He can't do it. So we should be in and be setting us up for that same situation. I believe that a lot of things that took place in 2020 was preparation for this year. You know, as tragic as that was, as horrible as some of the things were, as many people, those that are alive, still alive in the land of the living, have an obligation to declare, and to be obedient to the things of God. You know, we are living in a time right now that it's truly the last days. Men have definitely become more lovers of themselves. They care more about themselves. They don't even think about even their own family and stuff like that. If it's all the I type of generation, then it goes back to us having that desire. You know, I believe, and this is me talking, and I've never seen it in this question, but I believe that if we continue to have a desire and continue to seek after Christ and everything, and we can continue to lift up His name, what the scripture does is, Jesus be lifted up, He will draw all men, because that's what we want. We want a drawing to take place, y'all. You know, we want an awakening to take place for those that don't know, even among the body of Christ, because many of us are probably no doubt asleep. Many of us, I said us, I'm not leaving nobody out, many of us are no doubt probably asleep. It is time for us, high time for us to be awakened out of our slumber and begin to be obedient to the calling that God has given us. It is time for us to continue to desire and to seek after the things of Him. You know, and less at the things of the world. It is high time that even the church become more narrowly focused on the things of Him and not the how big the building is or how many people in the congregation or all the political things that are going on, but focus on the things of Christ. And go back to the things, to the first love that we had. Go back to the first love that we have. You know, there's a I'm gonna read one more scripture, then I'm gonna hand it over. How much time we got? Remember, Robin, see if you have anything else. This is coming out of Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. It says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt it in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. Whatever you desire, believe that when you receive it." Because I was talking to somebody else. Let me put the leadership. Believe that you receive them. But yeah, right there. This is not about naming and claiming. We're not talking about that. You know, we're talking about, and I had said this with somebody before earlier today. This is about making sure that what we're asking is lining up what God desires for us. It's making sure that what we're asking, and the only way we know that that's true, is that we have already been seeking Him, and we have already have a desire for Him, and we're already spending time with Him, you know, and we're already turning our plate down with Him, and we already begin to intercede Him and to pray, and we're reading the scriptures, and we're doing those things, and we're not doing it just so that we can be smarter than anybody else, or so that, I did this, so we're bragging it, but we're doing it because that relationship, because we love God just like that, and God loves us even more. We're doing it for that reason, because we're doing it because we have that desire, and of that panting, that's part of that panting process towards the things of Christ. That's part of that planting process of that, I got to get to Jesus. I need Him right now. I can't do this by myself. But I know that if I can get in to see the King, if I can hold it and lay with the image of God, if I know that if I can grab the hem of His garment, that I shall be made whole. I'm desiring, I'm pressing through the press. I'm moving people out of the way. Zachariah, he had to climb the tree because he was, whatever it takes, but I'm determined to seek after God. I'm determined to seek after the things of Him and stuff like that. I won't be distracted by the noise and the presence and all the things that go all around me. A young lady said today, I won't, I'm not, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not distracted. I won't also be, she didn't say it like this, but I'm using her term, I won't be distracted by the enemies and his, what was it, the buddies or cooties or the enemy and their crew. I think I've said it pretty much. That won't be distracted by those things. But I'm still focusing. I'm still moving forward. I'm still, you know, pressing. I'm still believing. I'm still trusting. I'm still loving, you know, and I'm still doing those things. I can't give. We're living in a time that we cannot afford to give up or to take back or to step down or to step away or anything that we just can't. Too many things are at stake. Lives are at stake. We need to continue to desire the things of God. Okay? I want to continue the reading. Where was I? I think I was in Mark, in verses 11, 23 through 26. I want to read 24 again. Amen. It says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you should have them. And when ye stand, when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive with you your trespasses. But if we do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, that part of Scripture still ties back into desire. Because if I'm just truly desiring the things of God and truly desiring to be in his presence and truly have a desire to seek after him, I'm going to get forgiven. I'm going to forgive. See how, you know, my mate said, how all these things, like forgiveness, come into play. I'm going to forgive willingly. You know, I might never want to be in your presence, but I'm going to forgive you willingly and stuff like that. Why? Because my desire or your desire is pure and it's holy and stuff like that. And the Holy Spirit goes like, no, you got to forgive. Yeah, I know they did that. Yeah, but you got to forgive. Yeah, I know they said that. Yeah, but you got to forgive. You can't hold any grudges. Yeah, you can't let it change anything about you. You can't. You just can't. You know, and it's something. So the warfare begins, really can kick in because you know us when it comes to flesh. You know, in many cases, we don't want to forgive. We like, I'm gonna like be mad until I'm ready to not be mad. I'm gonna be mad until I'm ready not to be mad. But that plays ties right back into it. Okay, of that seeking and that desire, of that seeking and that desire. Okay, seeking desire and delighting in the things of God. That's what we need. Okay. All right. Reverend Robin.
Bless God, Reverend Ray. That's all very awesome, you know, what you've been sharing. And I know one of the things when you sent this to me was, you know, you had understand the need of a desire to seek after Christ and the knowledge to understand that we need Christ, you know, not only in 2021, but we need Christ, period.
Period, yeah.
You know, the thing that comes to mind is that John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that we might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You know, God is an eternal God. And if we stop and think that we were created in his image and after his likeness, the only way that we are able to begin to know about eternal is that if we get to know him.
Yeah.
And that is our connection, and all of that is through Jesus and knowing God. I mean, so we have to get to that place. In knowing God, we get to know ourselves. In knowing God, you know, we get to move beyond this world. And knowing God, that's when we can truly say that we are in this world, but we're not of it.
Mm.
See, because it allows us to be able to transcend to a different place, to be able to walk in the spirit and not after the flesh, to be able to hear him speak and to hear him lead and guide and direct us. You know, without just inaudible, but that we truly, when we get to that place where we seek after him and he just takes over our lives and he just moves us. And I think that's just the awesome thing, because in Acts 17, beginning at 27, it says that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him. So he be not far from every one of us. Now, that's something.
Yeah.
If we stop and think and say, it's not far from us, but yet and still we are at a place where we need to seek him out when he's right there.
He's right there.
Isn't that something? But we move so far through the world as opposed to being in the spirit that we should be in, being the reborn children of God, that we have to seek after him when he's not far from us. Mm-hmm. And it goes on here and says, it's for in him we live and move and have our being. Now, that's something to stop and think, that if it's in him that I live, I move, I have my being, then I need to know some more. I need to know him. I need to know the one who has absolute control over my very life, of my very movement, of my very being. That's someone we need to definitely hunger and pant after and desire and seek and try, I mean, and have the understanding that this is a reason why I need to know who he is, that he has all of this control over my life. Because of him I live, because of him I move, because of him I have my being. For we are his offspring. We are the offspring of an eternal God. And that's eternal life for us, is to know him. Like, all of these pieces are interconnected. All of these pieces are interconnected. Do you know, if you go read on down in Matthew 6, beginning at 19, it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust and doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where are our treasures? What are our treasures? Are we treasuring a relationship with God? Are we treasuring to being blessed spiritually? You know, you hear people want to be blessed with the house, blessed with the car, blessed with the job, blessed with the finances, and all of those things. You know, but he comes on down further in Matthew 6, where he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and body, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in the barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? I mean, we spend a lot of time seeking after other things. But it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Everything else that we worry about, everything else that we are concerned about, those will be additives. Because if you can imagine, if we are seeking the eternal God of whom we are created in that very image of him, and we are so therefore we are his offspring, and it's the eternal God that creates everything, that controls everything, everything that lives, everything moving, and everything that has its being, everything of every substance on the earth, every substance in the heavens. He controls everything. And if we're seeking after him, delighting in him, being in his presence, what will he not provide for us? You know, we have to stop, I don't know, sometimes stop and think that, you know, do we desire more things of the world than we do desire of him? What is our treasure? What are we hungering after? What are we panting after? What are we desiring? Are we desiring God, the eternal God, the I am, the one who spoke things into existence, the one who came in the midst and was hovering above nothing but disorder and chaos, and he brought order and created an entire inhabitable earth? What is it about our lives that he cannot control, cannot fix, cannot remedy, cannot clothe, cannot provide, cannot do? So when you say seek, you say seek God, you know, search for God, you know, desire to seek, you know, wisdom to know. That is the whole thing, wisdom to know. Because to know him is eternal. And that is just so powerful. It's, you know, just that we desire after him, desire to know and understand why. Why? Because we are his offspring. We are his children. We should know him. We should, you know, we shouldn't, how do you say it? It's, and we are all in this boat. This is no one. We are all. Both my hands are raised. We're all in this. It's that we are seeking for him, and he's right there.
Yeah.
And he's right there.
Right there.
But we've had our mind clouded by the world, the cares of the world, the rudiments of the world, you know, the car note, the house note, the food bill, you know, the electricity bill, the COVID. I mean, COVID has come in to be a serious distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a serious, I think it's like most things with God where it's a double-sided thing. It's a serious distraction, but it's also something that is pushing many of us to God.
Yes.
At the same time as it's pulling people away in fear, at the same time people are running into their refuge. You know, and so, but those are the things of God. The things of God have such a dual nature. I mean, you're going to choose spiritual or you're going to choose fleshly. He's, you know, to this day, I sit out a choice before you. Choose. Are you going to know me? Because if we know him, we will undoubtedly trust him. Undoubtedly trust him. He is not a man that he shall lie. He is God. All by himself. He is the master creator. He is the sovereign authority. He is eternal. He is I am. We can truly run into him and trust him and be safe in him. But we got to know him in order to run to him. And see, and I think that is what needs to be preached. It's that you can trust God. You can trust him. He will not fail you. You know, you read in that scripture 37, that he will place you upon a rock. I mean, he will cover you in his feathers. He tells you of all the many ways. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. You know, they have refuge. that there is a place where we can run in and we can have refuge and we can have safety. That's what we should preach. There's a place of refuge. There is rest for your soul. There is peace for your mind. There is hope for your tomorrow. There is mercy. There is grace that awaits you. Run into the Lord and be safe. And be saved because he is eternal. Amen?
Amen.
To know him, to seek him. Why? Because for in him we live and move and have our being. That's someone we need to seek after and know. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. Amen. No more. That's what my title is. I'm listening to you because I feel actually that you need to update this thing, you know, and stuff like that, especially with the to understand the need, you know, understand that we need Christ. We have to be, we, you know, I know sometimes I think that in many cases, we know we need Christ, but do we really know that we need him in everything that we do, whether it's job, whether it's family, I mean, in everything. Every setting. There's not any settings that we don't need Christ. Any. Okay? We need Christ. Yeah, and everything. And another one, we pay our bills. And, okay, I don't need Christ to pay my bills and everything. But even that, with that, you know, when we get dressed in the morning, well, I don't think I need Christ. You know, it's, to me, I don't think it should be like that. And when I said, you know, you don't maybe to the sense a little bit, okay, writing the bill, of course, I'm not talking about that. But the spiritual aspect, of everything that we do have a spiritual aspect to it, I believe. That's just my opinion. I believe it has a spiritual aspect to it. So when we, even when we pay our bill, or even when we get dressed, we're thanking God, we're thanking Christ, because we can do that, because not everybody can do that. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can dress them on their own self. Now, everybody have the cash flow or the money to pay their bills or to whatever. Some other thing that you were saying earlier, and I was thinking about it, I know we're almost out of time, but you know, we do put so much of it, because me being single, I hear a lot, and talking to a lot of other singers, I hear a lot, even today, I was the only one talking about that she desires to be married. She wants to be married. To be married. And but when she gave me, when I began to listen to some of the reasoning, you know, the question, and not the question for me, and I had to ask her a question also. I said, well, the thing is, you know, where's God in that? You know, and so because he said he'd give us desires of the heart, but is our desire matching of what his desire, you know, and stuff like that. And not saying that that won't take place, but if we can get so caught up in our earthly or fleshly desire of wanting something so bad that we create a scene and stuff like that of someone coming by, and right off the bat we said, this is the person, and that's not the person that God has ordained for us. They might look like the person, they might sound like the person, but that's not the person, because their desire is so strong, and the desire needs to be tied in with God, because God knows what we need. He knows this. He knows the perfect person that you should be with. He knows already, you know. So the question for us, especially for many of us that are single, and we're gonna have a single ministry this year. I don't know how we're gonna do it, but are you listening to this and you're single? And, give me a shout out at footballray@msn.com, okay? And then let's talk. We need to have a single radio broadcast, and also for women, and we're working on the women part, okay? But, I mean, this is serious, man. The things that we are facing and the things that we are going through and stuff, okay? So, look, we're out of time, but I just want to tell the people, everybody, including myself, just continue to seek and desire the things of God. Just continue to do that. Let God, Reverend Roberts, one of her papers, let God be God. She says that a lot, and you know, back when I was at the tree. Let God be God. Just let God be God. Seek after him and everything. You know, she quoted the scripture, seek after the things and stand in all the attitudes that will come your way, you know, because you sought after God. Seek after him in 2021. You know, don't be discouraged by all the noise and all the stuff that's going on, and don't be discouraged. You know, but you know, look to the hills. You know, there's gonna be a lot of distractions and a lot of naysaying and a lot of hate. But this is those things that are going on in the world. It's just the world being the world. The world's gonna be the world until Jesus comes back. There's gonna always be haters, and there's always be thinking to the coming of Christ, y'all. So we can't even let all those things distract us from the things that God has given us to do. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. So let's go ahead. I hope I'm still connected. I think I am. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Amen. And Reverend Rob, do you want me to close out, or do you want to close out?
Oh, you can close out, Reverend Ray. Bless the Lord.
Okay. All right, Reverend Ron. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. And again, I want to thank everyone that's been listening to the broadcast. You know, just you know, take a deep breath, seek out the things of God and everything. And come what may, know that you are anchored in the Lord. Know that and believe that you are anchored in Christ. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you again for this broadcast. We pray that it will be a blessing to those that have listened in, God, those that are in need, God, of answers, God. We pray, God, that you would direct their path, God, that you would order their steps, that you would show them a more excellent way, Lord Jesus. We're praying for the salvation of the many, Lord Jesus, that don't even know you, but you're knocking yet on their door. We're praying for those, Lord Jesus, that even have backslided, God, and gone in the opposite direction of the plan that you have for them, God. We pray today, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord Jesus, you continue to knock on the door. We're praying for the body of Christ, God. Some have gone in different directions, and some, God, have made statements and claims and stuff that was just not true that you said, Lord Jesus. So we're praying for a spirit of forgiveness to take place, but we're praying for a revival also, God. We're praying for an awakening within the body of Christ, God, that we might begin, Lord Jesus, to take those things seriously when it comes to you. That we might begin to seek after the things that you desire, the things that you, God, and delight ourselves in you, Lord Jesus. We're praying, Lord Jesus, that in these days, in these last and evil days, Lord Jesus, that you are soon to come, that we will begin to make sure that there's oil in the camp, God. There's oil in our lamp, Lord Jesus, so that we would not be found wanting when you come. God, we pray today, God, from the pulpit to the door, from the door to the pulpit, every preacher, every reverend, every minister, every elder, God, every deacon, God, every prophet, every pastor, every apostle, every teacher, Lord God. We're praying, God, for every bishop, Lord Jesus, for the greater working, that you will begin to do something new and fresh in their life, God. Allow all of us, even the lay, the musicians, God, the musicians, the singers, God, the ushers, the doorkeepers, God, the hospitality, all the different ministries within all the different churches, God, a greater awakening to take place to the point that we might come back into a relationship with you, God. We repent, God, of anything and everything that we have done and said that was contrary to your will, and we come to the mercy seat of you, Lord Jesus, and say, have your way, God. Direct us and cause us to follow after the things that cause us, even in the midst of these things, God, to worship you and give you a yet praise, to glorify your name, to lift up our voice like a trumpet unto you, and to declare, Lord, to all the world, Lord, to the leadership of God, and God, that you are still God and you're still on the throne, and you, Lord Jesus, died for the sins of the whole world. God, we pray, Lord Jesus, even for those other religions, Lord Jesus, that even them, Lord Jesus, will come to the throne of grace, God, and begin to repent and begin to see you, Lord Jesus, and the love that you have. We pray today, God, for every atheist, God. We pray that you will send someone to show them you, Jesus, that you would get all the glory. Those that have done things, God, that they're not part of wherever they might be, that the news family, Lord Jesus, those, even those that are about to commit suicide this year, Lord Jesus, we're praying that you would send minister angels to stop them in their tracks and show them your glory, God. We're praying that we would be in position to be salt, light, and power like we should be, God, to save the lives, Lord Jesus, to provide help, Lord Jesus, to be that which you have called us to be, God. That's what we desire this year in 2021. Help us in our coming in and going out, Lord Jesus. Allow us to remain faithful to the things that you have given us, God. Allow us not to get weary in well-doing, but stay the course no matter what, Lord Jesus. Stay the course and stay focused, God. Allow us not to get sidetracked, but continue to hold to your hand, Lord Jesus, your helping hand, the hand that will never let us go, Lord Jesus. So we pray this prayer, truly not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So y'all be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you for listening in. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin, for joining me today. Amen and stuff like that. Okay. So y'all be blessed. Thank you again, everyone. And we'll see you. Don't forget tomorrow broadcast with Apostle Shirley on Lifeline. It's the first broadcast of the year. Amen. So we'll see you then. God bless you. God bless Robin, Reverend Robin.
God bless everyone.